This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You know what's great about the monthly jobs report, the one we got last Friday? It's the economic news source that keeps on giving, just a ton of data in there. Beyond the headline, numbers of 315,000 new jobs added to the economy in August and the unemployment rate ticking up just a little bit at 3.7%. Like, for instance, here's something we didn't get to last week. Involuntary part-time workers, a.k.a. people who are employed part-time for economic reasons, a.k.a. I'd prefer a full-time gig, but I can't find one. As Marketplace's Savannah Marr reports, a bit more than 4 million Americans fit that category last month.
When we want to take the labor market's pulse, we often look at the overall unemployment rate. But that number doesn't tell us everything.
Any one measure has to be rather crude, right?
Cornell economist Erica Groshen used to run the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
The unemployment rate counts everybody who worked at least 1 hour during the reference week as being employed.
Even if some of those people would rather have worked a full 40 hours, but were prevented from doing so
by either the employer's inability to give them the normal amount of hours or their own inability to find a job that was full-time.
The measure of involuntary part-time employment gives us a sense of how much slack or unmet potential there is in the labor market, says Elise Gould, senior economist with the Economic Policy Institute.
When that number is lower,
like it's been for the last couple of years,
it means that there are more opportunities and fewer people are scrambling to try to get additional hours.
Gould says that's good news for workers who have lots of options and leverage. For some companies, it's a sign that staffing up for the holidays won't be easy, says Daniel Zhao, lead economist at the hiring site Glassdoor.
There are lots of jobs that go into supporting the annual holiday season, whether that's retail workers or truck drivers or warehouse workers.
Last year, almost a million seasonal and often part-time positions opened up ahead of the holidays. And this year,
we should continue to expect it to remain very difficult to hire these roles.
If involuntary part-time employment does start to tick up, Zhao says that's a leading indicator of a slowing economy. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.